T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
It has been 2 weeks now since the governor first announced the first coronavirus cases in the state, and since then, we've seen those numbers rise steadily. WWJ News Radio 950's Patty Vitale takes a look.
The statewide caseload took another big jump Wednesday, climbing to nearly 2,300 with at least 43 deaths. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle has been able to use the data to break it down for his communities. An analysis of 223 cases in Macomb County shows East Point to be the hotspot, with lighter pockets in western Sterling Heights and Warren and south and northwest Clinton Township. Hackle says one possible reason that East Point is singled out right now could be that its residents are more concentrated and have closer contact with other communities. He says he expects the rest of Macomb County to show an increase in the coming weeks. Pat Vitale, WWJ News Radio 950.
Washtenaw County's Health Department is issuing a special order during the outbreak, and WWJ's Mike Campbell, live and local with more on that, Mike.
Roberta, the Washtenaw County Health Department order takes effect at 6 tonight. It requires all essential employees and businesses that remain open under the governor's Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order to screen everyone for fever or other symptoms of COVID-19, the coronavirus. It also requires the businesses to maintain a 6-foot distance between people whenever possible and emphasize frequent hand washing and make sure sinks are well supplied. They must work remotely when possible with no shared space or equipment. And if they do, then they have to wash their hands before and after. And the orders must be posted at facility entrances. This does not say whether everyone includes customers at stores. Oakland County enacted similar rules yesterday, with stores and businesses having to place visual markers to indicate the social distancing. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
One local business owner says the situation they're dealing with, unlike anything they've ever seen before. Let's go live and local now. WWJ's Charlie Langton with the latest. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Greg. Yeah, if you drive along Michigan Avenue in Detroit near the old Tiger Stadium, we've done that for many years back in the day, but it's a ghost town now. But one business is booming, Eddie's Produce. They deliver fruits and vegetables to grocery stores and restaurants. And Eddie Dinha, he's been delivering since 1967. He says he has never seen it this bad.
And I've never seen it in my life like that. I mean, I've been here when the riot was here, and it wasn't as bad. And now, it's terrible. What you see, the roads are empty. People are working. I feel bad for the restaurant people.
And Eddie says that his business is down because he's not delivering as much to restaurants. And by the way, the most popular fruits and vegetables that are in short supply now, potatoes, bananas, ginger, and garlic. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Some good news starting tomorrow at the State Fairgrounds in Detroit at the Joe Dumars Fieldhouse, a regional COVID-19 testing site opening up tomorrow. They'll say they'll be able to test 400 people a day, with results coming back within 5 days. It's for residents of Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland counties. You will be required to have a prescription and an appointment to be tested, and the entrance will be off West State Fair.
Another member of the Pistons organization diagnosed with the coronavirus. More on that from WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
That member of the Pistons is scout Maury Hanks, who, according to a post on Twitter by East Tennessee State head basketball coach Steve Forbes, has been hospitalized in serious condition with COVID-19. Hanks, who has worked with the Pistons since 2014, is based out of Knoxville, Tennessee, and reportedly hasn't been in Detroit or made physical contact with anyone in the organization for some time. Hanks becomes the second member of the Pistons to be diagnosed with the coronavirus. The first was forward Christian Wood, who is scheduled to end his self-isolation and likely will be cleared by doctors tomorrow. At the sports desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Some hospitals in New York and other places have banned fathers or significant others from the delivery room during this coronavirus outbreak. What about moms in Michigan? Are they heading to the delivery room alone? Here's WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lice.
Health organizations in Metro Detroit have not issued a ban on having anyone in the delivery room. However, Dr. Linda Karachi, an OBGYN with McLaren McComb, says they've limited the number of people in the delivery room from 3 to 1. The biggest concern she's hearing from patients?
As far as I know, as far as what they're telling us, there hasn't been any reported cases of vertical transmission to the baby. So that's the baby getting infected during birth or even during pregnancy, at least in the United States. So that's been a very positive thing that patients have wanted to hear.
Karachi says they're trying to discharge patients within 24 hours when possible, and also advising that no visitors come to see the baby when they get home. Dr. Deanna Lites, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, you may not believe it, but WWJ's Beth Fisher tells us live and local this morning something else is hot besides toilet paper and hand sanitizer, which can't find anywhere during this coronavirus pandemic. Good morning, Beth.
Hey, Greg. Well, it's freezers. They are selling out all over Michigan, including at Bill and Rod's Appliance in Livonia.
Yeah, it's actually even harder to find a freezer right now than it is to find toilet paper, to be completely honest. We, in the last week, we got more inquiries and online purchases of freezers in particular than we've seen all last year.
Owner Joe Legato says they sold 43 freezers, and manufacturers say they won't get more until May or June, but they're selling refrigerators with freezers in them online. He says people are stocking up on food and freezing it so they don't have to leave the house much during the pandemic. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.